So I figured this morning we would have a bit of an overview on the rules of a ben pekua. I was giving Dafyomi shiurim recently in Chulin, for those who are partaking in Dafyomi now, and we came across these sugyas, and people had asked me within the shiurim and outside the shiurim, sort of like, and where does this go actually lahalacha? For the benefit of you guys who are not regular Dafyomi learners, as far as I'm aware, anybody can correct me if I'm wrong, I figured we would go through some of the relevant sugyos in Chulin, as well as to look at how they're developed by the Rambam Tur in Shulchan Aruch, and then take a look at more of the practical aspects. So that's what we've done here. The truth is, this would probably be better if we just all had Gemaras and we're all able to sit and learn and try to figure out the Sfaras and to go through the Lamdas and to go through all the Rishonim, but obviously we don't have the time to do that here, so we'll try to run through it. I also provided an English translation where I could for the source sheet. Again, feel free to share if you can. If not, you should all have the source sheet by email as well, so you're always welcome to pull out a laptop. Okay, let's take a look at one of the Mishnahs. And again, there's so much more on this. It's really, you know, five or six blot worth of stuff to cover all of the major bases, but I was focusing on a couple of them, as we'll see. Anybody want to read when you have an English translation? It's much easier. Less scary.
Sure.
Please.
Starting for number one?
Yeah. Says the Mishnah.
Mishnah, in the case of one who slaughtered an animal and found within it an eight-month-old fetus, i.e., one that was not full term, whether it was alive or dead, or a nine-month-old fetus, i.e., one that was full term,
mm-hmm.
that was dead, the fetus is permitted by virtue of the slaughter of its mother, as it is considered part of its mother. So it's a mother. Therefore,
correct.
Its blood is considered part of its mother's blood, and it is prohibited. So one must not tear the fetus. One must tear the fetus and remove its blood before it may be consumed.
Very good. So far what we've said is, if you find an eight-month fetus, okay, and we're going to talk specifically about eight-monthers later on, inside an animal, or a nine-month fetus that was dead, meaning a fully developed fetus that had died, once you slaughtered the mother, that animal is considered like what, says the Mishnah? Seems to be like it's part of the mother still. That's going to be the simple understanding. It doesn't directly say that in the Mishnah, but that's certainly the simple understanding that I'd like to work through the sugyas with. To say that it's part of the mother. Therefore, any blood found within this fetus is considered dumb. And you can't eat it. Anything else, though, within it is considered just like meat of the mother. Let's continue. Matzah ben tisha chai, yeah. We're going to talk about that in the Gemara. That's exactly the question of the Gemara, the first question of the Gemara. Yes. Continue.
Oh.
That up until now, we talk about dead 9 month olds and live or dead 8 month olds.
Is this Hebrew? Like, all this is just this one line in Hebrew?
Yeah, I mean, it's much more of an expansion. It'd probably be easier to read the Hebrew. That's what I was thinking we were going to do, but I'm not going to stop you from reading the English.
I'll try the Hebrew.
Go ahead.
Matzah ben tisha chai, ta'un shechita, v'chayiv ba'oto ve'et b'no. Give her every mare. V'cham lomrim shechitat imo mitarato.
So what does that mean?
I'll leave that to you.
You'll leave it to me. Okay. So if you find a live 9-month-old, okay, says Rabbi Meir, it needs shechita. Not only does it need shechita, meaning it's not included in its mother's shechita, but it also has these, you know, potential prohibition against slaughtering both it and its mother on the same day, what we call oso v'espino, meaning it's a completely separate animal entity. Chachamim omrim, no. Even if it's 9 months old and comes out alive, so long as you've slaughtered the mother, it doesn't need shechita anymore. And we continue in the Mishnah. Next.
Rabbi Shimon Shazari Omer, afilu ben chamesh shanim v'choresh basadeh shechitat ima mitaharato.
Okay. So Shimon Shazuri says, you know what, even if this animal is walking around, it's a 5-year-old animal, which I guess is very old for animals, right? And it's plowing in the field, doesn't matter. The fact that its mother was slaughtered when it was found inside the animal, it's still kosher. This animal does not need shechita, even though it looks like a big, fully grown animal. Nothing going.
Okay. Ta'un shechita l'fisha lo nishchateta imo.
And says the Mishnah, a final din, the Stam Mishnah, if it was not slaughtered, but what did they do here? Let's say you killed the mother animal, you shot it in the head. Okay? What, the mother animal is dead now. Kara means to tear it apart, meaning you didn't do a proper shkita. You just as if you tore it out. So exactly, it's going to be an avela. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if you have a 9-month-old inside, you're still actually allowed to slaughter that 9-month-old, and that will actually make it kosher. Meaning, just because you tore apart the mother doesn't mean that it also follows the mother in regards to the nevela status. So we see it's kind of its own little animal, kind of not really its own little animal. It's hard to understand sort of what's going on here. Let's take a look at the Gemara, though. The Gemara is going to talk about what do the rules of Ben Pekua apply to. So we see that there is this thing called the Ben Pekua, which is this animal that's found inside its mother. If you slaughter the mother, it's good. Yes.
The same you said, maybe is it like its own thing or it's not? Was that just talking about every single Cesari or like all the...
All of them. I don't believe this last memorized just according to Rishon Cesari, but I could be wrong.
Okay. I was wondering what, yeah.
I mean, certainly it's the Devar Pashut according to Rabbi Meir. Right? According to Rabbi Meir, this is not a Chiddush. So I guess it really is only according to Rishon Cesari and the Chachamim, which are the same Shita, but Rabbi Meir would even agree to that. Right? Rabbi Meir just says it's completely its own animal all the time, right? Whereas even according to Rishon Cesari and the Rabbanan, here it would be considered its own animal if you tore apart the mother and you didn't slaughter it, meaning we'd allow you to slaughter this animal, and that would make it kosher. Right? Okay, says the Gemara. Any volunteers, or should I read this? Everybody's very tired this morning at 11 a.m., I see. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rabelazar, Amar Roshia. Rabelazar says in the name of Rabbi Oshia, Lo hilchu bo'el al iske shchita bilvad. The only thing that they were arguing about between, meaning Rabbi Meir and Chachamim have an argument in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Meir says, what? It's its own animal. Doesn't matter that it was found live inside its mother. Chachamim say, no. Shchitas ima mitaharaso. The shchita of the mother permits it. The only argument they were having was for iske shchita bilvad. Okay? It was only coming to tell you that the argument is, does it need a shchita? However, what would that imply? What is the argument not about? What do they all agree on? Says the Gemara, Le'ute Mai, what would this exclude? Meaning, he says, it's only referring to the question of Shechita. That would mean that they agree in all other cases. What would those other cases be? Le'ute Chalbo Begido. Right? That would exclude the fat and the Gid Hanasha. Meaning, everybody would agree, according to this Lashon in the Gemara, both Chachamim and Rabbi Meir, that the only argument as to whether it's permitted by its mother's slaughter is in regards to what? The actual needing a shechita. But in regards to the chelev, in regards to the Gid Hanasheh, no, everybody would agree on that. What would they agree on? That is usher, like a regular animal. The Gemara says this is a bit of a problem. Chalbo demai. Well, what do you mean? Which chelev? Which prohibited fats? If you're going to tell me in general, it's referring to the fat of the fetus, meaning the fetus that was found inside its mother. Miflag plegi. We have a machlokas about that already, Ditanya, as we learned in a braisa. Gid hanasha noheg bishlil v'chelbo asur devar Rabbi Meir. We have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, the regular rule of gid hanasha, okay, is, okay, and, you know, and the ruling of chelev, both are prohibited for a shlil, which means any fetus. That means a fetus which is whatever number of months old. Okay? Divir Meir, Yehuda Omer, no. Im eino noheg bishlil, eino noheg bishlil, v'chal b'mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says no. When it comes to a fetus, there is no prohibition of Gid Hanasha, and there is no prohibition of chelev. So it can't be that it's coming to exclude this, because we see this too is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Okay? Amar Rav Elazar Rav Oshia machlokes beventes, and Rav Elazar Rav Oshia says this machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is not referring to all fetuses, but rather it's referring to a bentes chai. Behalach Rav Meir l'shitas, and Rabbi Meir is following his opinion that he holds by a bentes chai it needs shchita, and so too the Gid Hanasha is aser, and so too the chelev is aser. Mash Enkin Rabbi Yehuda is following the shita that he holds within the Chachamim's shita, which is that it doesn't need shchita because it's considered slaughtered when its mother was slaughtered, and as a result, so too the halacha applies that it does not have an iser of chelev and does not have an iser of gid hanasha. Right? So therefore, at this point, this is fantastic, guys. We now have a shita in the Gemara that's telling us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is a 9-month-old fetus that is has its mother slaughtered, and we take it out of this ben pekua, there is no iser of gitan asher, there is no iser of chelev. That means you can eat this whole animal. That obviously is going to open up a big window in terms of kashrus, right? Tons of what the problem is with money in kashrus is relating to chelev. You have to take out all the chelev, and you have to take out the gitan asher and everything that's around that. In fact, when I was learning, I was zochet to learn Helchos Basar B'Chalav together with Rabbi Tuvia Basser, who's also the author of the Pink Maharal on Avos. But other than that, he was actually involved with the COR for many, many years. And we were discussing once a case of animal food. Do we have to be worried about Basar B'Chalav for animal food? Now, one of the heterim that some poskim bring is if the animal was, you know, nevela, it could be that there may not be an iser basar b'chalav deoraisa on the meat, even if it was a kosher animal, but just if the animal itself wasn't slaughtered properly, it could be there wouldn't be an iser basar b'chalav, and therefore there wouldn't be an iser of hana on it. Again, a possibility. And he said, to be honest with you, the cheapest meat available on the market is discarded Jewish meat. So it's not non-Jewish meat where they can just use whatever they want. Jewish people, when they do shechita, they have to get rid of all these different parts of the animal, and they sell those for even cheaper than regular meat on the market. So he said you'd have to check with the dog food companies to make sure that's not the meat that they buy. But anyways, the amount of meat that we throw away from regular animals is tremendous. Between, again, getting rid of the chelev and the gid. So this would potentially help us out in a tremendous way. If we were able to now have animals, and as we're going to see, this may very well be a reality, that won't have an iser chelev, won't have an iser gid, we can save a whole lot of money. So let's continue the Gemara. Okay, that's just to keep this in mind. So we've rejected the fact that Rav Oshia may be saying that they don't argue about chelev and gid. Rather, they must argue about chelev and gid, as we have in this brisa. So what's he talking about? Continues the Gemara, Ela chelbo digid, miflag pligi. Okay, they're arguing about the fat of the gid hanashe. Ditanya, gid hanashe mechateit achor of the chalmakom. Okay, and the Gemara says, no, we have machlokas about that too. If you're going to tell me elachalbo digid, sorry, miflag pligi, they argue about that too. Tanya, get an ashim echat dachra b'chol makom. In regard to the sciatic nerve, one scrapes around it to remove it entirely in any place that it is found in the thigh, and one cuts out its fat completely. B'chol makom shuv echotech shmanu meikaro. Okay, and one you have to cut out the shuman from its ikar, from the source of it, meaning you have to cut it out completely. This is the opinion of whom? Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, gomamo im hashufi. No, you just have to, you know, to cut it out and do that there, but you don't have to remove all traces of the fat. So therefore, fine. So Ala'iyat, Mar the Gemara says, you're right, we must have misheard Rav Oshia's statement. Okay? Rather, what did he say? It was stated as follows. Hachi Itmar. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia, lo hilchu bo elo al iske achila bilvad. The only argument that they had was what? Only when it comes to edible things, eating things. That's where they said it's like it's considered slaughtered and it's mutter. Well, there are two other isurim, though, with an animal. You're not allowed to do kilayim with an animal. Have two animals plow together, let's say, depending on the certain type of animal. Okay? Or so, too, there is an issue of kilayim breeding two animals together. There's also an issur of rovea. In general, someone who is sexually active with an animal. In that way, that's an iser also, and depending on how you're reading this Gemara, it may either be referring to that, or it's just referring to kilayim itself, and that's another word, rovea, of two animals together. But the point is, obviously says Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Oshia that those halachos are unchanged just because it's considered slaughter. It doesn't mean it's no longer an animal, right? You can't say, oh, there's no iser rovea because it was slaughtered, it's not an animal. Says the Gemara, that's what he says. Okay. So far, so good. That's sort of where we end up. So it comes out that there is, again, a significant opinion amongst the Chachamim, the opinion of Rabbi Huda, that you're going to get off the hook for Chelev and Gid. Now we get even further. Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, Lidivrei ha-matir b'chelvo, matir b'damo. Lidivrei ha-oser b'chelvo, oser b'damo. Now we get to an even more tremendous Chiddush. Says Reish Lakish, according to the opinion that's matir Chelev, and that's matir gid hanasha, even the blood is mutter. I don't see enough eyebrows being raised here. Doesn't the Mishnah say not like that? That's going to be exactly the, you know, the Gemara's problem. So according to this, what Rish Lakish says, according to the person who says Zasser, the Dam is also Asr. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Everybody agrees that the Dam is Asr. Esbir Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Rish Lakish. It says in the Mishnah, Koro Umotzi Es Damo. You have to get rid of the blood. Are you blind? Amr Zera, no. That's not what Rish Lakish was saying. Rish Lakish was saying, Lomar She'ein Anush Kares. That the halacha is, you wouldn't be punished with Kares. But really, Rish Lakish will agree with Rabbi Yochanan and the simple reading of the Mishnah that everybody agrees that Dam is Aser. So you've gotten to a point, and the Gemara goes through back and forth. Why would that be a Chiddush? Yes, no, maybe so. The point is, though, it's going to come out, according to Rabbi Huda, and according to, again, the simple reading of the Gemara at this point, Ibn Pekua has an Isser of Dam. It does not have an Isser of Chelev, does not have an Isser of Gidanasha, and does not need to be shechted. Okay, so still pretty significant. Let's continue. Here's one Gemara I want to see now. I'm not going through the whole Shach of Tari, but I just want to pull out one line from the Gemara to give you an idea of how various Rishon Machronim may have understood this. Ibayilahu, the Gemara asks, Mahu liftos beven pekua aliba, right? Mahu liftos ben pekua. What would be the halacha in terms of redeeming, right, doing a pidyon peter chamor with a ben pekua seh? Okay, meaning you have to trade in ufeter chamor tifteh beseh, you have to trade it in. Can you do it with a ben pekua seh? Do we say it's a real animal or do we not say it's a real animal? So, aliba de Rav Meir loti bayilach de kema damar tov shchita sem al yehu. According to Rav Meir, what's a ben pekua? Ben pekua is a regular animal. He's shchita like a regular animal. So obviously that's not the question. Kiti bayilach, what is the question? Who are we asking according to? Aliva de Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, de Amar shchitas imo mitaharaso. That they say the slaughter of the mother counts for it. My. So you know, listen to this. This is a key phrase in the Gemara that I want everybody to keep in mind. Kevan de Amri shchitas imo mitaharaso. Since they say that the mother's slaughter permits it, kibisara bidikulahu? Is it simply regarded like meat placed in a pot? Oh, Dilma, kevan de rahit v'azav rahit v'asi sekarina bay. Or you'll tell me, no, it's walking around. It's not a walking around piece of meat, it's a walking around set. It's a walking around lamb, and therefore you would be able to use it to redeem. But what are the two options here? Let's keep in mind. One option is that it's a real animal. Why? Because it's living and it's walking around. The other option is, since the shechita of the mother works for it, what's it considered? A piece of meat. Okay? And therefore, you would have the havamina to say, at this point in the Gemara, that maybe it shouldn't work for pidyon. Okay, keep that phrase in mind, because that's going to be very important in understanding what's going on here. Now let's get back to Rav Shimon Chazuri. Right in the Mishnah, we quoted Rav Shimon Chazuri saying this halacha at the end of the Mishnah, that even if it's 5 years old and plowing in your field, doesn't matter, it still doesn't need shechita because it got shechita before. The Gemara asks, Rav Shimon Chazuri is saying this halacha, Hainu Tanakama, this is the Tanakama of the Mishnah. Right? It's the same halacha that said, once it gets slaughtered, it's good. Amrav Kana, Hifris Algave Karka, Ika Beinayu, there's a machlokas between them in regards to Hifris Algave Karka. What is Hifris Algave Karka? What's a parsa? Sorry? A hoof, a foot. So long as, says the Gemara, there's a difference between them. According to the opinion of the Tanakama, as soon as the animal walks, there's going to be a, according to the simple understanding, again, it's going to be a Durabanan Isser of Maris Ayin, right? Because people are going to look and they're going to say, here's a regular animal, it's walking around, and the guy just tore it apart and ate it. What's he doing? Right, never mind, Avram and Achai is also here, and that's also going to be a heter for Ben Pekua, which is not that useful, honestly, because, I mean, what?
Because if Tom's going to be also, right, then...
Right, I mean, you'll still have to do it, and frankly, again, people are eating animals once they're dead. Nobody's really eating them once they're alive, so it's not that practical for kashrus, but it is something to bear in mind. According to Rav Shimon Chazuri, he says, no, it doesn't require slaughter, you know, lahalacha, altogether, even because of Maris Ayin potentially. Although Maris Ayin may be something that comes later, and it may be that it's more than just, you know, a regular Maris Ayin case. But the point is that so long as it's walking on the ground, there's going to be a significant opinion in the Mishnah that says you have to still shecht it. What does it say about Gid and Chelev, by the way? It doesn't say anything about Gid and Chelev. What would you think about Gid and Chelev?
I mean, if it requires slaughter, then you would assume that it would be treated like a normal animal, and that would be yes, sir.
I would think that also. We'll have to see what the poskim say about that. Amar of Masharshia, okay? And then the Gemara notes a couple of other important halachos. Okay, and I'll read the English here so you guys can follow along. There's a lot of rough Hebrew at this point. Rav Shashi says, according to the statement of the one who says that when defining the status of an animal, one needs to be concerned with its paternity, if a ben pekua copulated with a full-fledged animal, the offspring has no rectification. Although when the mother and the father are each a ben pekua, the offspring is permitted without ritual slaughter, and that's a chiddush in the Gemara that we saw in a different place, to say that if two bnei pekua breed with each other, the child is considered a ben pekua. Okay? Now, whether or not it's considered a 9-month ben pekua, an 8-month ben pekua, how to deal with that is a source of much debate, and really, it may make a difference, lahalacha lemaisa. But here the point is, if, however, a ben pekua runs off with another animal, now you've got a bit of a problem. Because on one side, the animal's already shechted. On the other side, it's not. And says the Gemara, there's ein lo takana, there is no way to be matir such an animal.
Is that because of the bracha?
Sorry?
Is that because of the bracha? Can you...
So, not to do with the bracha, and actually, the svara seems to be, based on the Rishonim, that it's like it has only one simen. Because one simen is already slaughtered. Now, when you're doing shechita on something, you have to slaughter both simanim, but the other simen is missing, so to say. It's invisible because it was already shachut, right? So it's a problem to shechita altogether. And that is obviously a very serious concern. If you're going to have b'nei pekua running around, you want to make sure they stay away from real animals so you don't have this problem. Okay? Yeah. Amar Abaye, sorry?
No, I was going to say, and what if that ben pekua... Which is the son or daughter of the mixed breed?
Uh-huh.
But if that has a calf, right,
I mean, it's also Aser, and it goes on being Aser forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Oh, okay.
Right now, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a big problem, basically. Mm-hmm. Just to keep this in mind. You can continue on here. Let's look at a couple of other things. Amar Abaye Komod Bekalut Ben Pekua Shemuter. Everybody agrees that if there is a Ben Pekua that was kalut, okay, with non-cloven hooves, okay, that's going to be mutter. My time, a kolmilsa detmiha midchar dechiri la'inchi. Anything that's like really crazy, people remember. So they'll look at this animal that has messed up hooves, and they'll be like, oh, right, that was the one that was a ben pekua, and therefore there's no chashash that we're going to mistake it for something else, and there's not going to be maras ayin chashashos, right? Ikadamri yamar baya kolmodim bekalut ben kluta ben pekua. Shemuter. My time tray to me he midchar dechiri inches. Abaye say you need both. Okay? A ben pekua with non-cloven hooves found inside an animal with non-cloven hooves that was itself born to a kosher animal. That fetus is permitted. You know, people remember two bizarre animals. The point is, though, that there are real concerns with a regular ben pekua that what? There's maras ayin issues. Okay, that's what we should take out from this Gemara. The rest of the Gemara I'm going to stop here with. There's a lot more to see. The question is whether or not we paskin like Rav Shimon Shazuri here. But let's take a look, starting to look at the Rambam. Okay, in source number 2, the following page, you're welcome to look back on this when you can. Says the Rambam, and let's take a look at how he paskins in all these cases, so we have a better idea. Says the Rambam, Matzah ba, this is Hilchos Machalas Asuras Perek Hei Halacha Yadalet. Matzah ba Ubar Chai. Anybody else want to read, by the way?
Sure.
Please.
If one finds a living fetus, even though, in the womb of a slaughtered animal, even though it has been carried for 9 months, and it just... possible that it will live, it does not require shechita. Instead, it is acceptable because of the shechita of its mother. If it steps on the ground, though, it does require shechita.
Okay, so what do we have here? The Rambam paskins what?
That it must be done.
So, benteisha chadashim gemurim, right? And what's the next two words? Keep them in mind.
The efshar shechiyah.
What does that mean?
It's viable.
It's possible that it will live, mm-hmm. right? So, you have an animal, says the Rambam, which could potentially live and grow old. Mm-hmm. Halacha is, though, eino tzarech shechita. It does not need shechita so long as it doesn't go walking like a regular animal. As soon as it begins to walk like a regular animal, though, what's the halacha, says the Rambam? Bimhifris al gabe karka. Someone fill this in for me. Tzarech shechita. The Rambam says that it will need slaughter. Mm-hmm. So far we've paskined a 9-month-old animal. If it doesn't step on the ground, it doesn't need shechita. If it does step on the ground, it does need shechita. Okay? What does the Rambam not talk about here?
An eight-month-old.
Yeah. Okay? If an 8-month-old potentially steps on the ground, what's the halacha you would think from this Rambam?
Also requires shechita?
I'm not sure what I would think. You could argue that, say, well, it just sounds like that's not something that can be living. Right? It's not Efsher Shetich Yechya. I mean, we know the Gemara in general, back in the day, understood that 8 months people, 8 months animals, didn't live. They were primis, and they would just not be able to be, they were just not viable. So it could be the Rambam's not addressing that case. Why?
Well, he doesn't mention. He just doesn't mention. I mean, so you can't really say it one way or the other.
Correct. It's up for debate, though. You could argue that to say the Rambam would include that, right? Matzav uberchai af al pishahu ben tisha chadashim gemurim, even though it's 9 months old. Now, if it was an 8 month old, maybe you would say no. The Rambam doesn't say that rule, or maybe you would say no. The Rambam includes it in his ruling, despite the fact that he doesn't mention it. Hard to say what the Rambam would say about nidin shechita for an 8 month old lahalacha. Let's look at the rest of the halachas. Hashochet behema. Anybody else? No, actually, go ahead. Continue.
Hashochet behema matzav ba shalil. If you do shechita on an animal, you find a fetus inside it. Kol chalbo mutar. All of its fat is permitted. Afilu matzuchai. Even if it's found to be alive, mipineshu hu ke'aver mimena, because it's considered part of it. Ve'im shalmo lo chadashav. And if it was carried for a full period of gestation, it was found to be alive. The chalev is forbidden, and you are chayev for karis if you eat it. So this applies even if the fetus never slept on the ground and does not require shechita. Instead, we must remove all of the forbidden strands of tissue and membranes from it, as is required with other animals.
So Paskin's the Rambam. For a live 9-month-old fetus, even though it doesn't need shechita, as he said in the previous halacha, meaning if it did never stepped on the ground, still, what's the halacha of the chelev?
It's aser.
What's the halacha of the gidanasha?
Aser.
Presumably follows aser. Okay, and you have to take everything out like on every other animal. Okay, so we've now just excluded the possibility of a 9-month-old. Again, what would be the halacha of an 8-month-old? Hard to say. Here, there may be more reason to exclude an 8-month-old from this din, but let's continue. Let's take a look at gidanasha. Gidanasha even stronger.
Gidanasha knowing the behema v'chaya hatahorim, the eating the gidanasha applies with regard to a kosher animal, and also those wild beasts. Vafilu ben avelos v'treifos, even in avelos v'treifos, shalahen v'noheg b'shalil u'b'muktashin.
Okay, so what's a shalil?
Shalil is a
fetus.
Right.
A shalil is a fetus. Says the Rambam, gid hanasha applies to a fetus, period. 8 months old, 9 months old, dead or alive, doesn't make any chilukin. So, although in the Gemara we saw that there may be a shita that's matir this, we have a Rambam, Mefurish, certainly for sure about a 9 month old, for sure. Okay? And very likely about an 8 month old, in terms of chelev being aser, and he says it's an iser kares. We're not even talking about, you know, like a gzera, maybe maris ayin. Iser kares, says the Rambam, for that animal. Again, whatever is included in that. So you're dealing with a very serious issue. He's saying there's an iser chelev that applies lichatchila for a 9 month live animal. Okay? Gidhanasha, he makes no chilukim whatsoever. It says Gidhanasha is no egg on all animals, vafilu shlil. Okay? So it could, number one, he says, if it walks, and again, we're not sure if this also applies to an 8-month-old, but for sure to a 9-month-old, as soon as it walks, it needs shechita. That may be because of Marasite. We'll have to see. Okay? We know that for sure a 9-month-old has an Isser Torah of Chelev, and we know that it is an Isser Torah of Gidhanasha. So we're not doing very well in terms of helping things out in terms of Kashrus. So the Rambam's a big roadblock here.
The Shalil, which he mentions in this Gidhanasha case, might not include the case of where the mother was shechted.
Why would you assume that?
It's like
this is the only time he talks about Gidhanasha. This is the only time he talks about Gidhanasha, and he clearly continues, counts Shlil. If you look at the previous halacha, contrast, Machos 073 and 81, you'll see the Rambam calls a Shlil anytime you find the fetus in an animal. I don't know why you think it would be different if there's sheet, if the Rambam doesn't mention it. Again, if the Rambam would say a Shlil look like it does up there, I could hear. But the Rambam doesn't say such a Shlil. And if we continue looking through the tour, I see I missed a space. I mean, there's little mistakes that I left in here. Like, one is liable for karat, for partaking of it. I don't know what karat is. I think it's supposed to be karat. But let's take a look at the tour. I copied out and translated a bunch of tour, and I copied out and translated a bunch of Shulchan Aruch. I left some mistakes in the translations there. from other people, although I translated most of it myself. Okay, says the tour. Anybody you want to read? Nafti? Yehuda? What? Okay, really loudly so the reporter can hear you. Says the tour.
That
should probably say ain, but I left it as e in case that's a possible gersa. But it should probably say the honey mili de bentes chai ain ta un shkita. Excellent.
So Ben Tesh and Insulin Shkuta. So 9 months goes found in the slaughter animal's womb. It got on, it grows up, evolved when you mind it. That's the old another behemoth, but Julio saw a blood, emo takana shkita. And then you can see another animal, then there's no takana per shkita. I guess you can never shuck the animal.
Sorry?
Never shecht the blood?
Yeah.
Correct. Meaning even if you shecht it, it's not going to become mutter to be eaten. Let's just say eaten, not eater. There we go. So basically the Torah brings the halacha. First of all, it brings the halacha that we mentioned that there's no trefos by such an animal, but it has to be shechted properly. Meaning, you might think that this shechita doesn't necessarily have to be so proper. Why? Because technically it's not needed. And therefore you'll say, maybe, you know, if you did one of the things that pasul a regular shechita, you think, no worse than being a trefa. Just going to make it into nevela. I mean, you know, I did the shkita wrong, I pulled it here, it wasn't sharp enough, there was a nick, whatever. Says the tour, no. The kol sheposo b'shar shkitas posel bo. Okay? And in this case where it's walking on the ground, again he says that a ben tes chai, that will require shkita, and it'll be an iser of chelev, there'll be an iser of gid. Okay? Let's continue.
He's more mekel than the Rambam.
He is more makel than the Rambam, yes. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see Shulchan Aruch. He's going to say it directly. Look at the next source, exactly. Hashochet Behema, I'm going to read this one for the sake of the recording. Hashochet Behema umatza ba'ubar. If someone slaughters an animal, finds a newborn side, loshna ben cheso ben tes, ben imchai omeis, chel ba'motur. Okay? It's chelav is permitted. V'ha de chelav ben tes chai motur, dafka shalo hefritz al gabi karka. Hefritz al gabi karka, aser. If it walks, then its chela becomes aser. V'harambam asro afilu lo hifris al gabe karka. The Rambam prohibited it even if it didn't walk. V'lo nihira, doesn't make sense to me. The Rambam says the din is for just a ben tes chai. Or maybe again we said maybe even including a ben ches chai. So long as it's alive, you can't slaughter it. Yes, you'll have to slaughter it, that's a separate halacha, but also, its chelev will be aser. And again, we're dealing with an iser of chelev d'oraisa that applies to this. The Rambam says that applies even if it didn't walk yet. The Torah says, no, it's only if it walked. Okay, and finally, in terms of the prohibition of Gid and Asha, Torah paskins, ve'eino nohaik b'shlil, uvechol she'ein ta'un shchita. The prohibition of Gid and Asha is not practiced on a fetus, or any animal that doesn't require slaughter. Okay, if we looked at the Rambam, it says, Noheg b'shalil. Torah says, Eino noheg b'shalil. How Shulchan Aruch gonna paskin? So let's take a look. Got a few Shulchan Aruchs here to look at, and then I'm going to turn off the recording and we'll get to the real fun part. Okay. Says Shulchan Aruch, Hashoch v'zeh behemah v'nivtzitz k'sheira o'matza ba'ubar ben ches ben chai ben meis o ben tes meis. If you found an 8-month-old, live or dead, or a 9-month-old that was dead, Mutter ba'achila ve'eino ta'un shchita. Okay, I see the olives and the bays of the different commentaries that I had open are replicated there. So, it's mutter to be eaten. It doesn't need to be slaughtered. V'matzaba ben teschai, if you found a live 9-month-old, im hifris al gabe karaka ta'un shchita. There's the gimel from the same commentary. If it was walking in shchita, aval shar trefos eino oser. right? Oso. Of the rest of treifels, don't oser it. V'im lo hifris al gabi karka, ain taun shchita, the Shulchan Aruch paskins to say that if it didn't yet walk on the ground, doesn't need shchita, even if it's alive 9 months old. V'im parsos of klutos, perish of parsoso, kula echad veino seduka, if its hooves aren't split properly, right? O shahaya bashum sha'ar davar tamua, or it had something else really weird about it. Afal pi shifris al gabi karka, ain no taun shchita. Even if it walked on the ground, does not need shchita. V'yesh megam ginrin v'davar, and there are some people who are in doubt, meaning who disagree with the salacha and say that you would need, you know, again, two tamihos. What would you say based on this Shulchan Aruch, by the way, right? Who quoted from the, who's basically following the Gemara, which says that if it had something weirdly wrong about it, it wouldn't need shchita. Let's say you marked this animal and you spray painted it big and red, ben pekua. Do you think that would count to make it not need shchita or no?
Sure, why not? It's better.
It's better? So you would say that's considered to be shum davar tamua. That therefore people will realize and there won't be a worry of maris ayin.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, just putting that out there. Noting as well that there are some people who disagree with the halacha as brought in Shulchan Aruch. Let's continue. Hashochet zabehema umatza ba ubar ben shmona o ben tisha ben chai ben meis chal bavagido mutter, says Shulchan Aruch. V'hadu ben tisha mutter davka tzolei fitzal gabi karka avlem ifzal gabi karka aser. Okay? This is the halacha. V'yesh omrim, some say, which is going to be the Rambam, I believe, shim shamalo chadashim matzo chai afal pi shalo hifrizal gabi karka chal bo aser v'chayavin alav kares. He paskins like the Rambam. He brings at least the sheet of the Rambam last in Shulchan Aruch to say that even so long as you found it alive and it's shalmu lo chadashav, what is shalmu lo chadashav? We're assuming that means that it's 9 months old. In our day and age, as we mentioned before, when an 8-month-old can live, maybe that would be included the same way. The chalev again is an iser kares, okay, like any chalev. So you got to be careful about that. And finally, eino noheg b'shlil kol she'eino ta'un shchita v'yesh omrim she'noheg bo'im shomalo chadasha v'matzo chai. Again, the Shulchan Aruch now quotes both opinions. The Tur's opinion, which is that any fetus does not have the lach of Gidon Hashem, and the Rambam's opinion she'noheg bo'im shomalo chadasha v'matzo chai v'nahagu lach mirkesfara ha'achrona. And I believe it's the Rambam that paskins it like the second shchita, where noheg to be machmir to say that it does apply. So we're now dealing with the case where a 9-month-old that's walking and living, according to pretty much everybody, has an iser kares of chelev, and according to the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, an iser of gid. Whether or not that will apply to an 8-month-old is going to be our big, big, big question, because the simple way to get around this would be to say, you know what, let's just breed 8-month-old b'nei pekua. Now, if you're looking back in the Lashon of the Rambam, and here I'm going to say, so this is sort of the background on B'nai Pekua until now. Now you know what the halachos are in regards to Gid and Chelev, all the way from the Gemaras, all the way down to what we have in the later sources, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch actually have arguments about all this stuff, but there's only a certain limit that I can go to, and spending 40 minutes on this so far, I think, is enough for you guys. You guys just want to get to the real hak. So with that, I think we're going to stop the recording, and we'll move on without a recording.